Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
South Korea. The Tiantai Bookstore in the city of Seoul held a book club meeting on January 4th to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the publication of Dwanfalun, the main text of Falun Dafa. Since 2022, the bookstore has been commemorating the first publication ceremony for Dwanfalun, which was held on January 4, 1995 at the People's Public Security University of China. This book, Dwanfalun, combines the lectures about Falun Dafa presented by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice in various parts of China. In 1996, the newspaper Beijing Youth Daily ranked Dwanfalun among the top 10 best-selling books in Beijing. The publication Beijing Evening News ranked it as the bestseller in January and February. Dwanfalun Volume 2 was ranked in the top 10 bestsellers in April by the newspaper Beijing Daily. To date, Dwanfalun has been translated into over 40 languages. 30 years after it was first published, it's still Tiantai Bookstore's number one selling book. More than 60 people attended the book club meeting that day. They talked about how their lives changed after they read Dwanfalun and their cultivation experiences.
Japan. Falun Dafa practitioners in the city of Nagoya peacefully protested against the CCP's persecution in front of the Chinese consulate on January 28th, the eve of the Lunar New Year. Practitioners from the region of Hankumamoto also protested that day in front of the Chinese consulate in the city of Fukuoka and displayed banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and SOS to end the persecution of Falun Dafa," calling on the CCP to end the 26-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa. A peaceful protest also took place in front of the Chinese consulate in Sapporo City. One of the banners that practitioners held read, "End the persecution of Falun Dafa." Inclement winter weather caused many passers-by to stop and take a closer look at what the practitioners were doing. Some drivers also slowed down to read the banners.
Finland. The Finnish newspaper Helsinki News published a report on January 27th titled, "Chinese Attack Protesters in a Park Popular with Tourists." The incident occurred on January 16th when a Finnish Falun Gong practitioner was harassed and verbally abused by two Chinese youths at a popular tourist attraction. The perpetrators also tried to snatch a cell phone from one of the practitioners, Mr. Nu, but he managed to call the police, who quickly arrived at the scene. Mr. Nu provided a detailed account of the incident at the police station with evidence that included pictures, audio, and video of the scene. A representative from the Finnish Falun Dafa Association said that in the past year, Falun Gong practitioners have been attacked and threatened in Helsinki parks and their banners torn down by Chinese people. Practitioners raised awareness about the persecution and also collect signatures calling on the Finnish Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the G7 countries to take action to stop China's crime of murdering prisoners of conscience to supply their lucrative organ transplant trade. The newspaper Vantaan Sanomat reprinted the article and displayed it on buses in the cities of Helsinki and Vantaa on January 30th. The report drew public attention and many comments.
USA. A screening of the documentary State Organs was held at Dolestown Borough Hall in Pennsylvania on January 29th. Approximately 50 people watched the hour and 15-minute award-winning documentary. The crime of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China deeply disturbed members of the audience, and they wanted to help end it. A panel of experts answered questions after the film finished. Pilot Chris Davies commented, "I feel crushed. I couldn't be any more sad or horrified. This is something I didn't know." He mentioned hearing many years ago that if someone needed an organ quickly, they should go to China. Davies explained, "You don't have to wait 2 years for a liver transplant. You can go directly to China and get one in 2 weeks." After watching the documentary, he sighed and said he now understood that all this is true and still happening today. He denounced Western countries for continuing to do business with the CCP and said it was abominable.
Bulgaria. Practitioners held an event in the city of Plovdiv on January 25th to raise awareness of the brutal human rights violations taking place in China. The crimes have been perpetrated by the CCP against Falun Dafa practitioners for 25 years. Many people stopped at the information booth and signed petitions to end the persecution. Along with a petition condemning the CCP's human rights abuses, the practitioners also had a petition related to an initiative started by the non-profit organisation Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting that calls on the Bulgarian government to ensure that the Bulgarian state, civilian entities and citizens are not directly or indirectly involved in the CCP's persecution of and forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Many children were drawn to the booth and the banners. They encouraged their parents to check out the booth. Practitioners gave them copies of the children's book, The Lotus Story.
Australia. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa at the Vietnamese Lunar New Year celebrations on January 31st and February 1st at Girrawin, a northern suburb of Perth. They told people about the practice and demonstrated the exercises, both at their booth and on stage. Spectators applauded the practitioners' dragon dances and waist drum performances, also presented on stage. The crowds also enjoyed music, dancing, entertainment, and food while visiting various booths. Booth visitors Pamela and Gareth Simmons said they already knew about Falun Dafa because a practitioner gave Pamela a pamphlet at an event years ago, and she signed a petition against the persecution. The couple said that Falun Dafa practitioners impressed them as being positive, happy, and energized. Many people said the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance displayed at the booth in Chinese, Vietnamese, and English languages resonated with them. They were curious about the Falun Dafa exercises and asked about local practice sites. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. 13 Suzhou City residents were arrested in a police sweep almost 4 years ago for practicing Falun Gong are still awaiting verdicts after two court appearances. The 13 practitioners were arrested on the same day in 2021 by more than 200 police officers. Four of them have been detained since the arrests were made. The nine other practitioners were released on bail. In early 2022, the police department submitted the 13 practitioners' joint case to the city procuratorate. They were indicted a few months later. The city court has heard the case twice in 2024. The prosecutor accused the 13 practitioners of studying Falun Dafa's teachings together, using emails provided by Minghui.org, printing and distributing informational materials about Falun Gong, and talking to people about Falun Gong face-to-face since 2016. The judges have yet to make a ruling.
Hebei Province resident Ms. Fu Xinhua was arrested in May 2023 and detained until June of the same year. In the following 15 months, she was put under house arrest three times and twice released on bail. She was indicted and stood trial in December last year. At the end of the hearing, she was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Ms. Fu immediately filed an appeal and explained her rationale. The prosecution evidence included statements made by her husband and daughter-in-law, who were both deceived by the police and used as prosecution witnesses without their knowledge. The Falun Gong books and laptop confiscated from Ms. Fu's home were also listed as evidence against her. No law, however, criminalizes Falun Gong. Ms. Fu also later filed a complaint against the police, the procuratorate, and the court for arresting, indicting, and sentencing her without any legal basis. After the sentencing, Ms. Fu was sent to the local detention center, which refused to admit her as she failed the required physical examination and was then later sent home. Shenyang city residents Mr. Liu Guolong and his wife were getting ready to go to their crop field in April when three plainclothes agents showed up. His wife at first thought that they were some guests and opened the door to welcome them in. The trio revealed themselves as officers from the local police department. They then started raiding the couple's home. They took pictures of and seized all Falun Gong books. Mr. Liu was then sent to a detention centre. At his trial, witnesses alleged that Mr. Liu talked to them about Falun Gong and gave them some informational materials. It is unclear whether the allegation was true. Even if Mr. Liu indeed distributed Falun Gong materials, he did nothing wrong, as no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong. Mr. Liu testified against the arresting officers for trespassing on his property and raiding his home without showing a search warrant or wearing their uniforms. At a later hearing, this time kept secret, Mr. Liu was sentenced to 4 years. This is not the first time that Mr. Liu has been targeted for his faith. He previously served 4 labor camp terms and 1 prison term totaling 9 years and 3 months.
Ms. Zhou Shumen, an 84-year-old farmer of Shandong Province, was arrested for the 12th time for exposing the Chinese Communist Party, CCP's, ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. Ms. Zhou's latest arrest took place while she was talking to people about Falun Gong at a local fair. The police found her home address from their database of Falun Gong practitioners. 4 officers, 1 local government official, and a woman whose identity was unknown raided her home and confiscated her Falun Gong books, informational materials, music player, DVDs, and other valuables. They also forced her children to sign some paperwork on her behalf by threatening to jeopardize their jobs. Prior to her latest persecution episode, she was arrested 11 other times, where she was physically tortured, forced to take unknown drugs, and made to undergo brainwashing sessions to renounce her faith. At this time, it is not clear where Ms. Zhao is being held. Falun Dafa introduced at winter book fairs in South India. Many large fairs and festivals take place during the winter months. This provides Falun Dafa practitioners with many opportunities to introduce the practice. The 37th Hyderabad Book Fair was held from December 19th to December 29th at the NTR Stadium. More than 1.2 million people visited the various booths during the fair's 11-day run. Upwards of 350 vendors sold books in various Indian languages. Practitioners had 2 stalls at the fair where they demonstrated the exercises and displayed Falun Dafa publications. The books were available for purchase in the local languages of Telugu as well as in the English and Hindi languages. Selected paintings from the Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition were also on display. The artwork created by Falun Dafa practitioners depict the beauty of Falun Dafa and its ongoing persecution by the CCP in China. A humanitarian-focused media called Politikos and CVR English News interviewed practitioners about the benefits of their spiritual practice, as well as how they continue to raise awareness of the persecution in China and expose the state-sanctioned harvesting organs from living practitioners in China. From January 2nd to January 9th, Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Vijayawada Book Festival that was held in the Indira Gandhi Municipal Stadium. The festival hosted over 1 million visitors and more than 270 vendors. People from all walks of life and regions talked with Falun Dafa practitioners and shared their appreciation for Falun Dafa's principles. An elderly man visited the stall twice and bought the Telugu language version of the book Juan Falun. He said, "This is what is required at present, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Other spiritual books are fine, but this is the main book we need now." Many visitors expressed their solidarity with practitioners after finding out about the brutality that practitioners in China face simply because they uphold their faith. Practitioners distributed information about online webinars to teach people the Falun Dafa exercises. These webinars are offered in English and in the Indian languages of Hindi, Marathi, Kannada, and Bengali. Many visitors who tried the exercises at the booth became interested in the webinars and also inquired about local practitioners in their area for support with the practice. Booth visitors also asked practitioners to introduce Falun Dafa to their workplace and clubs.
Audience members expressed gratitude for Shen Yun performers. Shen Yun Performing Arts Touring Companies presented 40 performances in 11 cities while visiting France, Italy, Germany, the United Kingdom, and the United States from January 25th through February 2nd. Chinese nationals who attended the show expressed pride and gratitude. In Europe, Shen Yun will present nearly 300 performances in at least 61 cities across 14 countries this year, reaching an audience of 600,000, an unprecedented number. The president of the Senate's EU Affairs Committee and former Italian Foreign Minister Senator Terzi described this as a remarkable success in cultural diplomacy. Shen Yun New York Company received a welcome reception from Italian senators in Rome and a tour of the historic Senate chamber on January 31st. Rome City Councillor Federico Rocco honoured the performers on February 1st with the Rome Birthday Commemorative Medal, an esteemed gift. The six performances that took place in Rome from February 1st through February 5th were sold out 3 months in advance. After the local host made seats with obstructed views available for sale, tickets were sold out again. Mr. Chen, who is currently studying in Italy, saw Shen Yun in Rome and reported that it made him feel very proud. He said that seeing Shen Yun is his most important ritual for celebrating the Chinese New Year. Mr. Chen added, "I really like traditional Chinese culture. Shen Yun presents the divine world, which is something that cannot be seen in China. I found it very touching and very good." Shen Yun International Company presented multiple shows in Berlin, Germany. The tickets for a performance on February 2nd were sold out in advance. Opera singer Jürgen Witt saw Shen Yun in Berlin on January 28th. Mr. Witt said, "Whether it was the singing, the instrumental music, the dancing, or the stunning cinemascope visuals I saw, everything was truly unique. It achieved a level of perfection that cannot be found anywhere else in the world." Shen Yun World Company presented two shows to full houses at the Edinburgh Playhouse in Edinburgh, UK, on February 1st. Audiences in the United States expressed heartfelt praise for Shen Yun. Fitness coach Ms. Sun and her family saw Shen Yun in Orange Park, Florida, on January 28th. Knowing that Shen Yun has 8 companies touring globally, she said, "I feel very proud. Ms. Sun's husband, Mark, is a nuclear power expert who built nuclear power plants in China. He said that he could very clearly feel that Shen Yun's energy transcended the senses." In Texas, the House of Representatives passed Resolution HR 72 to officially name January 29th as Shen Yun Day. The date corresponds with the 2025 Chinese New Year observance. Philanthropist Susan Naylor sits on the board of the Tobin Center for the Performing Arts in San Antonio, Texas, which has hosted Shen Yun Performing Arts for more than a decade. On February 2nd, she and friends Christina and Kyle Davidson attended the performance for the first time. Ms. Naylor said, "This was my first time and it was just a beautiful performance all the way around." At a show in Sacramento, California on February 2nd, a teacher from China with a literature background commented that the choreography of each program was exquisite. She shared, "I think a performance like this might be trying to tell us that only by being a good person can you get a good script. Just like that saying, good stories only love good people. Maybe these things were given to us by the divine and are divinely bestowed favors." She recounted that during a few programs she felt very worried for good people. She recounted that during a few programs she felt very worried for good people, but in the end she felt that the divine protected those good people. She concluded, "So I think this might want to warn us humans that we should be good people from the bottom of our hearts." She said she wanted to thank the Shen Yun performers and added that she thought they were doing something great.
Falun Gong praised during Chinese New Year celebrations in New York. A grand Chinese New Year celebration took place on February 1st in Flushing, New York. The Falun Dafa Tianguo Marching Band, Dragon Dance, and Chinese drum teams performed in the parade. Numerous colorful banners proclaimed the messages of Falun Dafa. Members of the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP also participated in the event. Many people said they were excited to see Falun Gong practitioners and experience their positive energy. Some Chinese people said that they were very touched because practitioners peacefully endured decades of brutal persecution by the CCP. Others said they felt practitioners did not do this for themselves, but for humanity and to uplift society. Local resident Liu said that this was the first time he saw Falun Gong practitioners in a parade. He exclaimed, "This is amazing." Liu said that seeing the large parade in New York caused him to feel hope for the future. Spectator Wang said she watched the parade for years. "I am deeply touched by what I see here. These are the traditional values my parents taught me, something so precious." Guang, a local resident, shared she watches a parade every year and is very glad to see Falun Gong practitioners. She said that in China she heard lots of slanderous propaganda against Falun Gong, but what she saw in the parade over these years changed her view. Jing Shouhong, a democracy advocate, was spending the Chinese New Year in New York. She said, "I want to wish Master Li, the founder of Falun Gong, and all practitioners a happy new year. Please keep it up, because our world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." A human rights lawyer named Zhang Ren recently left China. He said, "Flushing has one of the largest Chinese communities, and I'm amazed by this grand parade." The attorney commented that the persecution of Falun Gong is the largest human rights violations in Chinese history. He said, "I defended Falun Gong practitioners when I was in China. I really admire their courage and perseverance." A woman surnamed Zhao smiled happily as she took videos of the parade. She exclaimed, "I am not a Falun Gong practitioner, but I agree with their values. Our society cannot exist without the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." She added, "Falun Gong practitioners are helping save mankind." Parade spectator Tian said he was once heavily brainwashed by the CCP in China and blindly believed whatever the party said. It was not until 10 years ago when he was able to overcome the internet blockade and access overseas information that he learned the truth. He appreciated that someone gave him a DVD containing the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. Seeing the large group of Falun Gong practitioners in Flushing, Tian is optimistic. He explained, "As more and more people see through the vicious nature of the CCP, I think the situation will change soon. We Chinese will regain our traditional values. I hope to see such a parade in China soon."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.